Good morning at 7:18, Virgin Radio.
Chris Fade is a real-life hero.
You know, when you're put into a position, you don't know how you're going to react.
Can you just get Mariah Carey hero, please? We need
No, it's a serious story. Can we just hear the story first?
And all then right.
I think we should go like a little comical first, and then I'll go serious.
Okay.
Because it was a really scary thing.
It was.
It wasn't just like a funny thing that happened. It was a very scary thing.
I can't find Mariah Carey hero, so we'll do this.
Okay, well.
So, Enrique, I can be your hero.
Let me be your hero.
All right, you can be my hero, Enrique.
Go on, Chris. Tell us what happened, mate.
I finished a gym workout.
Would you dance?
Are you serious?
If I asked you to dance.
I was driving home. I was on the semi-pump, which means the arms were like sort of bulked up. I did shoulders. I was like the blood was flowing in my body, you know. I had the adrenaline kicked in, had a protein shake in the car, and I was just slipping it, looking all beef and swole, you know.
Dear. Get to the point, mate.
This is not how I expected this story to be told, by the way.
So I was just driving, and out of the right-hand side of my window,
yep.
I saw a house engulfed in flames.
Mm.
Like, it was a large two-story villa.
Yeah.
And in front of that villa was what would be maybe a storage house.
Right, okay. Like a shed, but bigger.
A large shed. It was like a mini house, basically. The roof and the entire house, the flames were huge. Like, huge. So I pulled over, and it looked like it was fresh. It looked like it had just started.
Right. Mm.
Right? Not that I'm a flame expert, but from what I saw, I thought, like, this has just started. So I've parked the car around 50 meters away because I just didn't know how all the flames would go.
Safety.
And I started running towards the house, screaming.
In a vest.
Get out of the house! Get out of the house! I was screaming because I knew there were people in the house and there was no one on the street. It was a quiet street in the back of Albasha. And I'm like, get out of the house! Anyway, I then could hear people screaming in the house.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
So I'm banging on the door, and it was a really large iron gate. Anyway, I jumped the fence because I just knew that I had to get in there.
Wow.
So I jumped the fence, and I opened the gate then from the inside to make sure whoever's in the house that we can all get out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm screaming, get out of the house! Anyway, the father comes out holding like his two-month-year-old baby.
Wow.
And I'm like, how many people are in the house? He goes, at least 7 or 8 people. And so I run in, open the door, and I'm screaming, guys, everyone out, everyone out, everyone out. He then runs back in with his baby. I said, give me the baby. I hold now his baby. I walk out of the house with his baby. By this time, the flames are huge.
Yeah, they look great.
I've never stood so close. You see a flame and you think it's hot. It is so hot. Now, there was electricity in the room that was on fire. So I was hearing the electrical zaps and things were exploding. I was like, bah, bah. I was so worried. I was thinking to myself, this thing could explode. Like, I don't know what's in this room. I said to him, what's in the room? He goes, it's just a lot of bedding and clothes. It's like a storage house. And I'm like, okay. So I'm now holding the baby. The family are coming out. One by one, you know, it was the wife, two or three of the nannies and the helpers were there. Two other, like three kids were there. The brother was in there. It was a local family. They were in shock. They didn't know what was going on.
Thing.
I've called civil defense.
Good.
Civil defense came within 8 minutes.
Wow. Amazing.
Which was amazing. 8 minutes they were there. And we were now all standing on the side of the road, a good near my car, 50 meters away from it. It was just so scary. I was like, the adrenaline was like running in my body. And civil defense came in about 8 minutes. Ambulance came in about 10.
Mm.
And civil defense, the fire guys put it out. I swear, 5 minutes they had it out.
Did they know the reason why it started yet? Or?
I didn't stay around for that. I didn't want to stay around for too long, obviously. I gave the baby back to the family. It was actually surreal because they were obviously in shock. So we're all standing together for a good 5 minutes. For the entire 5 minutes, I'm holding the baby. You know, because I just forgot I was holding the baby. We're all sitting there talking.
Yeah.
And then eventually I said to the father, I said, hey, here's your baby back.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, thank you so much. You're amazing. I said, no, thank you. I'm glad everything's okay.
Were they all, everyone was fine? No medical issues.
Everyone was fine. We got him out, like, you know, but.
Did the fire spread to the main house?
That's what I was going to say. Thank God. The wind was blowing in the other direction.
Oh.
So the house in the front that was caught on fire was, it was pushing to the right, the wind, which was away from the main house. Mind you, the main house nearly caught on fire. Right. If civil defense did not come within 8 minutes, their entire villa would be completely gone.
Wow.
I put some stories on my Instagram. Yeah. I didn't do too much. But yeah, if you want to go have a look at how deep the fire was, it's on my Instagram at Chris Fade, KRISFADE. Very, very scary. And you don't know, you know, and it, Dad was with me at one stage, and he was in the car with me, and he sort of stood back for a while, and then he started Chris, son, get away from the flames.
Yeah.
I'm like, because then you start going, if this was to explode,
could do at any point. Yeah.
It could do at any point, and there was a car near the main flame as well.
That would then.
And I went to go move the main car; it was open. I was going to just put it in the handbrake down and put it in neutral and roll it down the hill. Dad lost it. Goes, don't you go anywhere near that car. Yeah, how hot that would be. I'm like, all right.
But you know, Chris, you say that. Anyone would have done what you did. Not, I don't think everyone would have done what you did. That was like really quick thinking to like jump the fence, open the gate, go inside. Like
I think a lot of people would do it. I don't know, Rossi. I think Rossi would do it.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
No,
I
mean, but it's not the first thing that, I don't know if that's the first thing that crosses your mind, is it? As you're driving
I'm
by.
Always in action, and I do get worried about that. Like if something's going on,
yeah,
like if there's a fight on the street, I'm straight in.
You are.
I'm straight in to break up that fight or just to find out what's going on. And sometimes when I go to LA, like I spend a lot of time in LA, I have to tell myself don't do that because you just don't know who carry guns.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I always tell myself now as a father and just be more responsible that if anything was like that happening, just stay away from it.
Yeah.
Which is sad. You don't want to, like, you know, you've seen people having a fight. You want to stop that fight.
Mm.
But yesterday was the first time I've ever been so close to fire again. Civil defense, you guys are absolutely amazing. The way that you put out that fire, just it was just clockwork. They just came out of their fire trucks, bang, straight in the putting out the fire. Felt like I was 8 years older. Felt like I was a child watching the fire get put out.
Yeah.
They put it out instantly, made sure everyone was cool. Ambulance were on there. No one needed the ambos or anything
That.
But it was, you know, a great result. But guys, the heat, it's just so hot. I think that's what it was. You know, yesterday it was, I mean, must have been pushing about 45 degrees.
Mm. Yeah, the government has put out like a circular of, you know, just be careful of the heat has been so extreme for the past few days. So they put out a circular just warning all 100%. Of us here in the UAE, just be careful about what's in your car.
Yeah, if you've got if you've got a room with electrical wires, for example, and you've got blankets and clothing around that, move that out now. Mm. Go to your garage or go to whatever you got in that room and move that away because all it needs is a little spark. Which I'm sure happened. Yes, I'm sure it was a little spark, and it just engulfed within seconds. I saw this flame go from 3 feet to 20 feet in about 4 seconds.
Wow.
I've never seen it. Civil defense, absolutely amazing. Family's good. Everyone's good. Touch wood.
Touch wood. Well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Jax Jones. Years and years. I'll play Mariah Carey, Hero next.